badly. If you don't do nothing, then you won't do nothing badly.
And we're back. So that was the Achiever.
Song.
Tune.
The Achiever lunchbox that you can pick up at any Walgreens.
Steve wants to talk about it, though.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you said you want to talk about it.
He said, I'm walking out of this dump if I don't get to talk about Achiever.
Again,
these people are so full of shit. We were still talking about BBC. I will talk about Achiever. It's the greatest song ever written. I stole the arrangement from Mother's Little Helper by the Rolling Stones, and I'm admitting this only now, and I will take it back if anyone presses me on it. No, I never said that. And it got us into Lebowski Fest. We played Lebowski Fest New York about 3 years ago, and that's the song along with a toe that we sent in the mail with a ransom note. It got us in to play Lebowski Fest, but that's all I really got. It's also the first song on our Kick-Ass album, Kick-Ass Yes Man Corporate Hacks, which is available on iTunes or at interpunk.com or at any of our shows. Cheap.
So we got a question from the audience. This is, I think, directed towards Andrew. Why don't you guys play at the BBC at gigs?
BBC One, BBC Two. For two reasons. Number one is, I think, the real one. I think that we haven't found a way to do it that makes it sound more like a Tide for Last song and not exactly like the way, what is it, Ming T or some shit, whatever that band was. No, Ming T was in the movie. I don't fucking know. But it's because it sounds like, we don't generally do covers that sound exactly like the original. We find a way to make them our own in some way, whether it's speeding up or changing it. So this one is like, it would sound exactly the same. Either that, or because we hate when American people say that they're British. Like Madonna, for example. That could be the reason, or maybe we just didn't think of it until now.
I think it's that we like to piss Kate off.
Yes, Kate, when you stop asking, we'll start
then
playing.
Then they will think about it.
Yes. It's a song that's requested constantly by one particular person. Very, very sweet girl. However... That's all I got.
However, watch it. Yeah, there you go.
So you guys play with a lot of bands.
Yes.
You guys want to tell us about them?
No.
No.
Well, at all.
I
will say that the reason I met these guys, became friends with them, and then started playing with them was because I was in one of those other bands that Tide for Last played with. The band I was in before this one, we played a few shows with Tide for Last. We got to know them, and then when Tommy ran into me at CBS, he said, our old drummer Kisco, he's telling us that he's done, and so we need to find a drummer. I said, hey, look, I do that too, and I tried out, and Steve let me put my pants back on. And then it was smooth sailing.
His mouth had to stay open, though. But no, other bands we play with.
Bloody Muffs. Awesome.
One of our favorite new bands, Jonesy is the singer, and they've got a chick rhythm section. I don't think they'd mind being called the chick rhythm section, but that rhythm section kicks ass.
Yes. Oh,
and the songs are great, and the name of the band is the Bloody Muffs, so really, how can you go wrong?
We've got to say hello to Nizza and the Hollow.
We've got to say hello to Nizza and the Hollow and MFU.
He's also an MFU.
Because Nick, who is the bass player for both of those bands, and probably three or four more other bands, I think MFU is shooting a video this weekend, and I'm kind of insulted that I'm not invited to be in it as a cameo.
And also, because
I'm a handsome bastard.
The Heaves?
Oh, the Heaves are playing this Saturday night, but I'm not going to promote them anymore because they don't come to our show, so fuck them.
Eamon.
Oh, the acoustic madman, Eamon Cunningham. Eamon P. Cunningham, if you're taking notes.
The In Crowd.
Oh, Brian Cogan. Dr. Cogan plays drums for a band called In Crowd. They've been around for like 20 years.
They're awesome.
They play kick-ass punk. Have we missed anybody? We've probably missed a bunch of people.
I gotta say hi to my friend Susie, who's probably listening.
Hi, Susie.
I told her to say
hello. Susie, we haven't seen you at a show in a while.
She's working. Anyway.
So we'll see you on the first, right, Susie? Because we're saying Susie a lot.
So, what band is currently getting caught in your head a lot?
Tied for Last, always. Because they're superior. Actually, I got the new Dropkick Murphys album 2 days ago, and it's out friggin' standing. It really, really is. It's awesome. Anybody else?
I'm not going to say a new band, but like some album that I started listening to again, which is brilliant, a lot of people give a lot of crap to, Spaghetti Incident by Guns N' Roses. Great covers album. They do Dolls, New York Dolls covers, UK subs. It was really an underrated album.
See, I thought you were going to go with Bob Seger.
Oh, I love that. So old, Dan. How can you not?
Andrew, what have you been listening to?
Well, recently I got into Mumford & Sons, which is not typically the style of music that I hear, but I just every song I've heard from them has been great. That and judge me if you like, but I can't stop listening to Lady Killer, the Lady Killer, CeeLo Green's album.
It's a good album. It's awesome.
It's just a great album.
Forget You, right? That's
the name.
That's not what it's called.
What about Pixie? What kind of music does she like?
Pixie?
Tom Waits, right?
Pixie really? Oh, Pixie likes Tom Waits.
Stuff with bears in the background.
Yes.
We're actually, you know what?
Creed, Coldplay, Justin
Because we love our little sister so much, we're actually doing a Tom Waits cover at our next show.
It's coming out.
It's awesome. Coming out well.
And your next show is?
Our next show is April 4th. April 1st.
April 1st.
See, Joe's on you. It's
I've only had 4 cups of coffee today, so I'm clearly not awake yet. We're playing April 1st, April Fool's Day at Otto's.
Perfect. Let's play some music.
Yes, awesome. Let's play some music.
Rock and roll, kids.
What song we got coming up?
Jimmy's on the radio.
Oh, this is a live track. It's special.
From the Garden, rare. Madison Square Garden?
Yes, it's from Madison Square, Arlene's Grocery.
Okay. I get confused. I don't know.
The most recognized arena at Arlene's Grocery.
Don't know us, we are called Tied for Last. For those of you who do know us, thanks for coming back.
Oh, y'all look so pretty.
It's called Jimmy on the Radio.